Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host Tracy Mahan and our special guest Trina Sheeran. So, and we'll
Yay.
explain that here in a minute. But there's three of us tonight. So, yay, woohoo!
I know. So fun. Well, you were standing in kind of for Tiffany, who's out partying like a rock star tonight. And
If.
that Tiffany.
Oh,
And so
to
well,
be young
Trina
again.
has come in to take the void, I guess. Yeah. Love it.
Oh gosh, there's no way I can release Tiffany. It's 1 a.m. in Ireland as well, so
That's
I
right.
definitely can't release Tiffany.
We're not sure what how we caught you and coaxed you into saying yes when we knew it was going to be the middle of your night, but we did, and yay.
Do you know you get all these brave ideas and go, sure, yeah, it's grand. But I'm not really a night person and I'm not a morning person, but it's okay. It's like
Now, wait a minute. I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
Oh.
I'm not a night person. Are you kidding me? You're always
Party
communicating. You're
girl.
always texting midnight, 1 a.m., all this stuff. I'm like, why are, what are you doing up? Oh, this is, I'm a night person. I'm a night owl. I love being up. So called you on that.
Today it's all catching up to
Not
her.
today. Today you're not a
Yeah.
night owl.
No.
The last one said, like, I woke with this vivid dream by Julie, actually, at 3:33, and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
obviously still demented, messaging her at 3 a.m. my morning, go, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I swear you shouldn't have your phone
And I'm
handy.
like, go back to sleep.
Probably go to sleep at about 11 and then wake up 2 or 3 and
Wow.
wake up
Not
and
me. Give this girl 8 hours.
steroids. I blame the steroids, but really, like, I don't know if I did this astral traveling out of body YouTube thing about 9 years ago, and it worked so well that I'm constantly having lucid. I'm kind of half awake, half asleep. It's mad.
I one of my because I wake up several times. I mean, a couple times a night, I'll get up, like, same like what you're saying. I usually have to go to the restroom, so I get up, but I go back to bed and I go to sleep. If I were to do what you did, I'd be up. I can't do that. I have to, in order to go back to sleep. But one of the things, because sometimes I may have a little trouble going back to sleep, and I'm like, come on, will you just go to sleep? And I feel like I'm not, and tossing and turning and everything, and then I realize I've been dreaming. I was dreaming. I'm like, wait a minute. You have to be asleep to dream. So I'm getting. So I think actually I'm in that theta state where I'm just, it's like just almost there. But it's, I'm actually getting rest. Probably I'm just aware. So you
I
feel like.
agree. It's like that for me. It's like I'm aware, but my body must be resting. Otherwise, I
I
wouldn't
hope.
dead, But people don't believe me in my until I show them my Garmin watch where it says you got
So.
your score was minus 10 on your sleep factor.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
was going to
I'm
say,
sleeping and
I've got the
dreaming.
watch that says, get your butt up, stand up, stand up. Yours, would probably say, go
Yeah, go
to
to
bed, get your
bed.
movie.
What are you doing up?
And Julie
What are
talks in
you
her sleep. She
thinking?
has full-blown conversation with some galactic beings with male voices in her sleep, which is a little bit
Oh,
freaky.
that's
That's going to keep you
beautiful,
up.
Julia.
That's why I don't
Wow.
let other people sleep, in the same room with me, because of that right there. See, as long as I'm alone, I don't know things.
I'm used to
Find
it
out
when
you
you talk
talk.
in your sleep and you're having conversations. That's
Yeah.
all awesome. I like it.
And it's
So
not just like it's sleep talking. Like my daughter sleep talks and she's like, and she wakes you up, in a shock, and you're like, oh, Jesus. It's like you're almost having this interchangeable higher self, male, galactic ET conversation as
why didn't you
changes from
record
voice to
it?
that
Did
voice.
you record
It's like
it?
3 or 4 a.m. in the morning in Spain or something. I was just like, okay, this is interesting. Yeah, we'll have to record it next time.
Next time, I like that. Yeah, the next time.
No,
So I have to
you
jump
should do
on.
it. Mm-hmm.
I have to
Yes.
jump on and say I'm gonna read off where everybody's from, but I had to refresh my page. So if you had posted where you were from, it got erased. So please put it back
Oh
on there so
no.
that I can read it off for you so that you can be part of that.
Yeah, so please tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. Shine your light.
Shine the light. I know that there were a whole bunch of
I
people that
always
were
miss
posting, and
this.
then I had to refresh my page, and it took everybody off. I was like, where's all the other posts? They went bye-bye. So you guys just get back on there and do it again. It's awesome. And
If you have a question, do you want to still put Tiffany?
because it looks like I've alien
You know what? That'll be
hands.
fun.
I
You
think you
guys
can
can
help.
answer the questions, and then I can be Tiffany.
We can all answer the questions. You have
Okay.
wonderful input. The last show, we had so many comments about how everybody loved how you explain things and on your insight. So you can't sit this out. Sorry.
Oh, okay, I won't sit it out. But so you guys get in there, put where you're from. If you have questions, capitalize Tiffany. We won't distract you with my name, but if you think of it, you can put my name on there. Capital letters, and I know it's a question. And I will watch for those and try to get to as many of those as we can. That being said, while they're all doing that, should we talk about this?
Yeah, what's that big boat doing behind you, Tracy?
And the Aurora Borealis going on behind Trina.
Yes, exactly, Trina.
Ooh.
And her
There's
alien
alien.
hands.
And my
And her
alien
alien
lips.
hands.
She's doing something to her lips, too.
It's very themed,
Yes,
isn't it?
it
So, how exciting. I'm really excited. I'm sure everyone knows about it by now, but this, cruise retreat, a 10-day cruise retreat around Iceland. Iceland is just like, it's just mind-blowingly beautiful. And there's eight little volcanoes going erupting around there, safe volcanoes. They're completely unique volcanoes. So the lava just comes up and goes under the ground, almost like a waterfall, not a waterfall, no, like a cat fountain kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just beautiful. And apparently the summer is the most popular time, although we may not see the northern lights. We're going to manifest them. It's just mind-blowingly beautiful. And I sent a picture there in the chat group showing you the layers of the lava rock, and then you're like, "Is this AI?" And I'm going, "This is real, guys." So I've
AI.
never been to Iceland actually,
I
and
was
I'm
just going to
just
ask if you had been. So it's like,
yeah.
yeah,
So this is an actual picture, and somehow Trina managed to actually get us a ship that is called Star. It is a starship, Norwegian starship.
I'm not
So,
surprised at all. There's some galactic-y alien
oh,
inter
it's gonna be
connections.
really, yes. It's gonna some, yeah. Just no expectations, but it's gonna be fantastic.
What I love, love, love about this, do you know what? It's actually hard, nothing against yoga, but it's hard to find like a spiritual, soulful kind of retreat that doesn't involve yoga, that's really like deeply soulful, transformative. And we have 3 full days on the ship where we can work on all of that together. It's just magical, like it really is. And then, like, to have all that amazing energy around Iceland and Greenland, like, it's a bucket list once in the item.
Oh.
And we do have 6 cabins left. So we actually don't have that many. They're nearly all sold out. So 6 cabins left at a really good price because the cruise is just, it's, we're really lucky to get at the price we did, right? Because the price is just
Yeah, they
through the
went right
roof.
up afterwards. Yeah.
So we've 6 left, and I know it seems quite far away in June the 20th, but it's really not because it's a big trip, like 10 days away, maybe 11. And most people would need to book that kind of time off for next June, but it's really exciting. Can't wait.
Yeah, this is what I love about it. Okay, so Starship, that's the first thing. And then we've got it's 10 days, starts on the 20th, ends on the 30th. So you got 10, 20, 30. I mean, we got numbers playing with us already. We've got the Starship itself that we're going to be sailing on.
I love that you keep saying
And
that, Chip.
I love it. It was my favorite part when she's like, "Well, this is the ship we've got." And I'm like, "Of course it is. Of course it is." So, anyways, I think it's going to be fantastic, and there's going to be so much to do on that, and gathering together, and just the community. It has been really phenomenal. And I don't know if you guys are experiencing this or not, but more and more people are starting to come together. Remember how everyone's always saying, where's my family? Where are my people? Where's my
Yeah.
tribe? And more people are finding their tribes, and this is what this is. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And we just start taking our tribes and putting them together, and then you got a bigger tribe. So if you are one of those people that is looking for home, tribe, people, that you can sit and have these conversations with, and over several days, you'll get to have this
On the
crazy experience
starship.
on the starship,
It
you guys. The
it will be, optional, of course, that you don't have to, but we have like evening meals together, and we have a
starship.
group word together. We have so much fun together. And last time I did your 5 or 6 day retreat, the people became such good friends that they still message each other nearly every day, and some really close friends, and they all end up, half of them met up, and in Europe, and lots of singles are coming, lots of men are coming, lots of couples and lots of friends are coming. So it's a whole mix, which
Oh, that's great. I love it.
I
You
think
just
she's gonna
have to
start a
get married.
dating service here in a minute. I was saying that, and I realized how bad that was coming out. I was just like, this isn't like a conscious couples dating retreat. If Trina
Just
starts
doing their
sending
meeting
you
here.
forms that say single, married, and you start checking off the single thing, and she sends you another form that says, tell me a little bit about the things you like to do. What are your hobbies? What are you looking for in a relationship? And then she'll be like putting you at the table together with someone else. Watch it.
Picture. Well, but the three of us are single, ironically
That's
enough.
right.
Maybe it was a subconscious slip there, but certainly wasn't conscious.
Well, we're
yeah.
excited as three single women to have more and more men joining us in this ascension process. More and more men showing up to workshops and retreats like the one that QHHD puts on. So yeah, we're excited about that. More guys can keep coming, keep coming. We like
Brings
that
such a
balance.
phenomenal energy, and I find that if it's just personally, if it's too much women, the energy is just different, and the men kind of diffuse and
The
into.
men grounded.
Yeah,
That's
they
just,
do. It's
they have
something. Is that
a,
what it does, Juliet? They grind it, but it does
yeah,
something.
what I used to notice in the classes when we had the live classes, and we would have, there'd be like these token males, sometimes just two men in a class full of women, but they, and it was so funny how they usually would sit like on one side on the other, and I just, they were like these pillars, and they would ground the energy. They would be in, where they were very specific. They didn't know that. They didn't think about it. They just happened to do that. And I just always got,
Happened
they're the
to.
token males,
It's so interesting. So more and more are coming now, which is really interesting. And then in Greece, like not this May, last May, there was one man out of, I think, roughly 27 women. And they did kind of like, he did kind of feel like, I'm holding the space for a lot of them. Yeah, exactly as you said.
Yeah, they aren't conscious that they're doing it, I don't think. They're probably enjoying all that female being among the females, but they have a very specific purpose, quite unconsciously.
Do they, I wonder, have a specific purpose? Like would they bring that into not just retreats? Did they bring that kind of male energy? So in sessions, in QHHT sessions, a lot of clients want to ask, why did I choose to be male? Why did I choose to be female? It's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I remember asking that question myself.
And so what kind of answers? I mean, just to give examples, what kind of answers are you getting to that question?
Interesting. So, I mean, it can be quite different, but the major ones are, this is awful, but to achieve something like, unfortunately, like in Ireland, women still in kind of high-end jobs earn 20% less. So a lot of the higher selves answer it's because they needed the man to succeed and to achieve a little bit more. Some people said that they need to learn how to have more compassion, and that softer energy as a woman. And then quite often the higher self says for the man that they needed to learn how to control anger, because the testosterone, and to learn how to control it. So they're probably the three main things for me, but it's nearly always because they need to achieve something in that body.
And
Patience.
that's what will get them there. Is that what you saw too, Tracy?
Not for me. For me, my answer was that I came into the female body because I started this journey back, really back when I was in my teen years, and it was going to be more acceptable to come through the female body than a male body. So
Yeah.
is
I'm
that like going through that. What's that?
Oh, sorry, was that like the energy and awakening is easier
Going
in the
through the awakening, doing psychic things, that kind of stuff was going to be better received through female than a male back
That
when I
is
started
interesting.
doing it. So now it's more balanced. Now anybody, everybody, but back, in the 80s and 90s when I started doing this, if a guy was doing that, he would have just been harassed. So, it was more accepted through the female body. But anyway, so that's part of why I chose to be female in this lifetime. That, and to bring in a couple of kids and all the things, be a portal for entry
Vessel, yeah.
for souls. So, yeah.
It is very honestly, it's very interesting. But the you when you were saying there about the energy, I mean, there's most psychic or mediums are female or working in it are female. There's very few males or professional males. Like it's just such a low percentage, and even in spirituality. Like the very first security reunion, how many men came compared to
Right. Yeah.
Sedona, like so many.
We were so excited in Sedona. There was a lot of guys there. It was a
Oh,
lot of
the
fun.
single
And
thing,
more than
the
just
couple thing.
somebody's spouse, it was more than, they were part of
She's
it.
really on it,
Okay,
and they were single
you
too.
guys. Whoever's coming to Iceland, well, somebody's gonna take Trina on a date.
Yeah.
No, I haven't dated in
That's
I
why
don't know,
you,
10
yeah, that's
years.
why that you need
Yeah,
to go on date.
I think that would be fun.
I'm an old cat lady without the cats, with the nacho sleeping
Oh,
beside. I think that'd be
what does that
intimidating.
make me? I think I'm older than you.
Oh,
But I do have cats.
and
I do have
I'm older
cats.
than both of you, so come on. Age is in the energy, Tracy. Nothing. Age is just a no, it's not a number. No, yeah, honestly, genuinely, that might scare me. I don't know. What would I even say to
Look, she's backing up now.
you? What would even be the norm?
Let's see what the chat room has to say about Trina being
Yeah.
single. Let's get the guys in here and let's get some comments going.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Well, actually, may I just say that Tracy and Julia as well may be open to meet.
Anyways.
You
Okay,
never
let's move
let's
on to
change the
where.
subject and let's just go
Where's
to
everybody from? What's happening now? Oh, you've got your
water bottle.
water bottle.
QHHT water bottle.
All right.
Yes.
It disappeared in the Aurora Borealis, but there we go. All right, you
Yeah.
guys, I'm going to start doing some shout outs for
Yep.
where everybody's from. Okay, we got the UK, we got Connecticut, we got Jacksonville, Florida, we got Arkansas. Woo-woo! Mary's in the house. Okay, we've got Quebec, Australia, two from Australia, and California. We've got, I don't even know how to say that. Sorry about that. I don't know how to say that one. We got Canada, Ontario, Canada, another from Australia. You guys are really here supporting today. Canada again. Albany, New York, another from New York. It's fun how you guys are posting at the same time from the same place, but different people. Nebraska, England, Central Florida, Colorado, New York, Wisconsin. New York is representing today too.
Yes, majorly.
Georgia, oh, St. George, Utah, sorry. Michigan, Canada again. Canada's representing North Carolina. And oh, Arkansas, you got in there again because I asked you guys to repeat. Thank you.
Oh.
New Hampshire, Vegas, let's see, from Texas, Where's Tiffany? We can boot whoop, whoop, from Texas,
Well, they're
Seattle,
okay, that's
Utah,
close.
another Florida, Tennessee, another one from the UK, more from Australia,
Oh, no Ireland in
Colorado.
the house? What?
Well,
Well, we got her
Yeah.
on the call.
It
It is 1 a.m.
is 1 a.m.
Lake
Yeah, that's true.
Havasu, Arizona, Texas again, Portland, Oregon.
There you go.
There it is. Another from Quebec, unless that was another repeat because of my request. We've got, okay, now we got people commenting. Oh, Fort Worth, Texas, Austria, Nevada,
Good girl. It's half
another
two AM in
Texas.
Austria.
You guys are Scotland, all kinds.
You
Okay,
guys are diehards. I
now I
love
think we're getting
you.
into
Thank you.
some
That's
comments
so
versus places.
amazing
That's
that you can
awesome.
all around the world.
Lucky
Like that is so
all
cool. Isn't it all
over.
over the world? That's why I like to hear where because I'm visually seeing all of them and you can see the connections and their
Yeah,
lights
it bounces
shining and
everywhere.
it is so cool. And even when they're not live, when they're watching it later, because there is no time, it all is still doing that.
I
So
have to
it's
tell
so
you,
cool.
these guys are doing this because Tiffany's gone. There was two more Texas as you guys were talking. We got the Mississippi, Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, I want to read the ones we haven't read because they're from Massachusetts, Chicago, more Canada, Newfoundland.
Have we ever had Newfoundland before?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's really, I mean, all this is so amazing. It's just so amazing.
Yeah,
Really.
we've really got a lot of everywhere.
Huge respect for
San
those
Jose,
in
California,
Europe.
New Jersey. Yeah, it's everywhere, you guys. You guys are Peru. Peru's in the house. More California, Carolina. We're coming to the Carolinas.
It's not released yet, but yes, we are.
It's released
It's never
now.
here.
Shh. I didn't say it. New Zealand. Oh my goodness. Iceland. There's an Iceland. All right. We're coming to
Cool.
see you in
Coming. Yes.
June. okay.
Join our dating cruise.
Yeah, Jack, could
Yeah, we'll change it.
you
Yeah, we'll add stuff onto it. It's a dating cruise now.
Oh, here's one about sleep, you guys. I've been getting no sleep lately. Something told me to look outside and I saw a pulse of color coming through a star or disk. When I went to take a picture, the sky went from dark to light and then back to dark. Can you explain anything like this happening?
I love it. I love it. Well, that explains why you weren't sleeping.
Do you think that's phenomena? Like, would that be visitation, Julia? The dark to light.
It,
Sorry.
anything. I mean, obviously, what person one is it when sleeping because there was something out there's like it was getting your attention. You needed to see it. Okay, I'm getting you needed to see this because you're probably asking questions, and this was an answer to your questions. And it like you need, some people need proof. They need something that they can, but you're still questioning it. See? It's like, what do we need to give you? Like, come on. Well, do all this stuff. And you're still like, well, I just don't know. What could it be? It's, this is what you were asking for. You wanted
Yeah.
some kind of evidence, some kind of proof, something
I
is.
think, in the beginning when things happen, it's hard to believe it because you kind of, it's like, did I want that so much that I'm creating this in my mind and making this a thing? But then as you start getting used to it, you guys, and things start showing up, then it's just like, oh yeah, there it is again there. And it becomes normal. And then you realize it is real and it is showing up. So,
Then you want more. Then you want the
yeah.
next thing. You want the next thing and the next thing. Because I find, and I was the worst of the worst of the worst for that. I wanted proof that, my husband's spirit world is there. I want a proof that those aliens, I want a proof, da da da. Because my scientist mind was quite logical. But it doesn't, you get the physical proof, but then you're like, okay, but I want more or more. So I think it's sometimes it boils down to just trust and having a blind faith.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. It's like be open to it now because you'll see more. If you'll just like, and that's where that trust comes in. Trust that it was something and it was meant for you, and then be open and more will be shown to you. If you start going, no, nothing, nothing, it's going to close it down. And
Yeah, I'm just making that up. That wasn't real. I don't trust that I heard that right. Yeah. And what's really fun, and I'm just going to have a little share. I had a client that she was seeing blue and didn't want to trust that she was getting the right answer with it, but she kept seeing this blue energy, what is it? And it ended up being Archangel Michael, but she said at the beginning she got that right away, and
Didn't
she
want to
wasn't, but she wasn't. Yeah, I'm just making that up because
believe
that's the most popular archangel, and we do that, you know. And so that
absolutely.
was such a normal response to, you know, here she's seeing it and trying to make sense of it, and then it's like, well, now I'm just creating that because that's, you know, but it wasn't. That was really actually what she was experiencing. So start trusting it.
Yes.
What, it's not going to hurt anything to trust that, you know?
Not at all.
It's a journey. Trust is a journey. It was a journey for me, journey for so many clients. It really is. And trust and surrender to whatever way you want to see it, or say it about guides all the time. I really want to see them. But if you're not clairvoyant, how are you going to see them? You'll sense them, you'll feel them, smell them, taste them, whatever. And we're just sometimes a little bit linear in how we want to connect, instead of just like how much freedom do the universe have to communicate with us when we just, I don't mind what way you communicate with me, as long as you communicate and show me something. You know, isn't that so cool? Yeah, we can be a little controlling about how we.
Yeah, a little.
You think?
Yeah, but it comes down to trust. It really does. You know, it does. Like when we're so young, we believe everything. You know, Santa Claus exists, the Easter Bunny exists. You know, he's going to come down the chimney and he ate that carrot. And you find the carrot in your father's shoe the next day. And you're like, oh, but you said Santa ate it. Santa must have threw it up in the shoe. Okay, we believe everything. Everything.
I
And
still
there's some.
do. What are you saying?
Right.
What are
You
you
do.
saying, Trina?
Uh-oh.
What are you
Uh-oh.
saying?
Santa's real.
Thank you. Oh,
Yeah. No, he is like trick. It was an illusion. Of course, it's trick.
Absolutely.
But we believe everything, and then I don't know, that changes life. I don't know. It's like round
I
out.
think sometimes it's other people, and so it's that peer pressure. It's like, oh, it's not you. You know, you're grown up now. You can't believe things like that. That's silly. And so it just,
So, yeah, that childlike wonderment gets kind of squashed. All right, I got another challenging one
Now
for
that's
you,
what we're
guys.
asking you to bring back in, is that
Yeah.
childlike wonderment. So if you can go back to that inner 4 or 5 year old, bring that back through, then you these things will be real clear to you.
Absolutely.
You know, I really believe that, and I'm wondering, do we have more abilities as a child because we believe? Do we actually have more? Like, I remember staring so clearly. I must have looked like such a weirdo. I would stare for hours and hours and hours at like a pencil or the TV, and I was like, going, I can turn it on with my mind. I'm going to move this. 3, 4 years old, and my mom would just look at me going, well, it's keeping her busy, and she'd move on. And then I gave up because it
It's
didn't
keeping
move.
her busy.
It's keeping her busy.
She's just staring at
She comes
pencil.
back and you're levitating and everything in the room spinning.
I wish it actually never moved, unfortunately. And I think
That
I
you
for months, and then I gave up, and I thought, no, it doesn't work. And
now you do it. You were doing party tricks like that in Sedona.
was I?
Gosh, yes, you were.
Remember anything. I'm like a fish. Or it's like my
Like a
definition of
fish,
party trick. I'm like,
Dory,
something
you did that.
wrong. Was I bold? You always come out to me for being Irish, being so bold. Party tricks? We move on.
Party tricks, Trina.
Okay.
We got a new name for you. It's gonna stick. Everyone going to Ireland or to Iceland. Party tricks, Trina. That's what we're gonna call her on the starship.
Yes.
Yeah, when I did a hypnotherapy course, so interesting, it was a massive, big whole loop to get to where I wanted to go. I always wanted to do past life regression, and then someone said to me, you have to do hypnotherapy first. And I went, really? Okay, pre-QHHD. So I went into, and it's meant to be clinical hypnotherapy diploma, and I went in, And I literally sat down, and there was he was hypnotizing people to believe there were chickens, and they all started going around clucking like chickens. And I went, "What have I got myself in for?" And I was terrified, like terrified about what he was going to do. And then he said, like, there's a stage hypnotist said, "I'm going to hypnotize you now." And oh, watch my pendulum. And then he said, "I want you to start kissing your favorite body parts." Like, imagine how embarrassing that was. And he had people trying to kiss all their favorite body parts. But like, I learned some
Can
skills
we
from
ask additional questions to that?
it.
What body part were you kissing?
So I refused to allow myself to be hypnotized because I was
See, this is the point. You
all.
can We talked about this on one of the shows. Somebody asked about stage hypnosis, and you cannot be hypnotized to do something you don't want to do. And Trina just proved it right there.
Yeah, so there's a critical factor in the brain that divides the two parts of the brain. And they kind of say that probably 90 or maybe everyone is hypnotized, but you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do. You just can't. So they'll take the suggestion or they won't take the suggestion. But everyone's probably hypnotizable. But I'm no way am I dancing like a chicken. And then but I learned really, really good skills there because I learned that the power of the mind, if you believe it to be true, becomes true. That was my awakening thought. And I went, I can't move the pencil, you know. So that really stayed with me. And then when I went and obviously did, you know, the amazing QHHT, then that was really honed in. But yeah, you can achieve anything. Of course you can. But isn't it just phenomenal, you know, making someone dance like a chicken? But yeah, you can't make anything. Same in anything, really. Would you agree, Tracy and Julian QHHT? Like, you know, are they
Oh, it's
hypnotizable?
such a
They probably
completely
aren't
different,
hypnotized.
yeah,
You
it's
can't
just a
make them
completely
believe or
different
trust.
process anyways, but yeah, you're not going to do anything you don't want to do or say anything you don't want to say.
Well, you're always in control. I mean, that's what that means. You are ultimately in control. So, yeah, and
Look,
QHHT will
absolutely.
never ask you to do something like that. So,
No, really? Is this the partial trick? Did I do that? Really wanted to tell you, Julia, that the part of the party trick was you dancing like a chicken. We got it on video that we're going to share at another time. No, it's Irish humor.
Okay, I'm like, when did I do that?
Oh my gosh.
The
Hers wasn't dance like chickens, it was go get
Go
chickens.
get chickens.
Yeah.
I
Okay,
would
so
like
we got
to
an
know.
audience that has a lot of questions. So I'm going to read
Okay.
another one
Fantastic.
before we spiral into a chicken conversation.
Okay.
I got your back, you guys. Okay. So Matthew wants to know, his question is concerning cremation and what happens to you out in the afterlife if you affected by cremation?
Nothing, not so ever. The cremation is just the body. I mean, it's no different. You're burying the body, you're burning the body, I don't know if the other things you can do, it's just a vessel and it's done. You're done with that. The soul is separate and it goes on. And so the cremation doesn't affect the soul whatsoever.
Well, if you
It's
think about it, you've had many lifetimes. Are you thinking about those bodies right now? You had bodies in those lifetimes that you left and they were buried, or you know, what would happen if somebody was in a house fire and their body burned? You know, how would that be any different? And you know
Well, it depends on what was happening. Now, like a cremation, the body is dead. It's already gone. You've already passed on. The
how. Yeah.
body is now gone. Now, the scenario you just gave, and I was thinking too, like people that were burned at the stake, things like that.
Yeah.
But there might be some residual memory of, cellular memory of that fire from things like that because the soul was in the body at the beginning. It didn't stay. It didn't experience that experience, but it was in the body, and the body might remember that because the soul was there and then it left. So that's I see. I think that's maybe where
Yeah.
your question is coming from, which is really good.
Yeah.
But the soul is already gone at the cremation point, and I think that's a very big distinction.
A
A lot
lot
of
of the
the
point.
thoughts are based on religion as well, if you trace back the origin. So, growing up in Ireland, most people Roman Catholic, and that would be a very Roman Catholic tradition that the soul gets trapped in the body, can't rise out of the body. But if you trace it back and back and back and back, actually, it was a construct because they wanted you to for
Be
the slot.
fit.
The slot. But in every session I've ever done, it being before they actually die, they're already at the body looking down. Yeah, they're
The
gone.
soul leaves the body. I mean, before you think it would leave, I mean, it's gone. It's out of there. Going, okay, I see the writing. We're out of here.
Yeah. Okay. I got a
Good
healing
question.
question.
That's a good question,
That was
actually.
a good question. Okay. Sorry, I write these down so if I lose them, I have them. So, okay. Christine would like to know, why does she have autoimmune issues, multiple chemical sensitivities, mast cell activation syndrome, and can I heal this?
Absolutely, you can heal it. It can be healed. You just got to get to the understanding at the bottom of it. Autoimmune, if we look at what it is, because I had that, and so I'm speaking from a personal experience. Autoimmune, when I would help people with that, it like the basic message of it was there's a hatred for the self, and we want to love ourselves. There's like a hatred because the body is attacking itself. That's what's happening at that level. And so it's like understand what's happening there. You know, in my case, I had gone through something and I was still punishing myself for it. It was just me, even though I'd already gone through it and made myself, you know, it all went through very, very successfully. I should have been very proud of myself. I was still beating myself up for that because the event actually ever happened. Life is life, you know, things happen, but I was punishing myself for that. So you might want to look back at, you know, what, just ask, what are you trying to tell me? There's something going on there that's lack of self-love. And usually that's then go to the opposite. And what I did for myself was I started loving every inch of myself. I would just talk about kissing your body parts, you know? But I would just tell my body, I was how appreciative I am of it. And thank you so much for being here and all the different parts. And I just, you know, named them one by one. And just every time I do it morning and night, I would just thank you so much. And I love you, body. I love you, body. And that's how it would get to the other side because I was beating myself up. So you might just talk to your body and ask it what it wants you to know, but I bet you know, if there's something you're beating yourself up about, you probably know what it is.
Good answer. I want to say hi to Paige because she accidentally stumbled across our live show. So I hope you're still with us and hello. And come back every Friday. Friday nights, we're partying. Let's see. I'm still looking for another question here. So
I might say, sorry, if you're looking for questions about the
there was a
autoimmune.
question about sleep paralysis and had it her whole life. Is there any other answer than what she's getting from the doctor? That one was on there as well, and I was going to slip it in with kind of with what you're talking about because that's another kind of a healing thing to you know. So sleep paralysis, what do you got on that?
Well, did you have something first, Trina, on the autoimmune that you want to address?
I was just going to say, and sometimes I have had in sessions where clients have chosen a condition or chosen a disease or a condition in order to achieve something. And again, by knowing why they chose it, you can nearly always change it. Like I've had a lot of kind of different conditions in my body, and I used to hate it. Like if I recently broke my foot, and I'd be like, you know, I used to hate it. I used to go, why is it? Why is it? And it's just sending more hatred and negativity. So exactly as you said, Julia, work for me. Like I can honestly say to everyone, it works for me to say, oh, I'm so sorry you're in pain. What is it you want to tell me? What's going on? Have I been ignoring you? And I speak to it like another person and it works. Like
It does work.
yes,
It's happy to
that's a
talk to
great.
you. It's happy to. Yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, perfect. Sleep paralysis, what I know about it, and you guys jump in with anything else that you might have. But it's like, we're talking about our soul leaves the body. It does this all the time. It does it every night. It's doing it because the body, or this body, needs rest. The soul doesn't, and it's going off and doing things. So it's doing all these things during the night, and then in the morning, or whenever you get up and stuff, it comes back into the body. It's like it's reeled back in. What happens is sometimes we are waking up faster than the soul is getting fully connected. And so for a little bit there, it's like you can't move. And it's just because the things aren't all connected yet. That's all it is. The soul's coming back in, getting everything connected. And it just, you just woke up a little before that. So, and because what, am I right that it goes away and all, if you're laying there, you're just, it all starts, I know you're freaking out because it's like, oh my God, I can't move. But if you'll just relax for a minute, it all does. You can move, you can do everything. It doesn't stay that way for very long, is what I'm trying to say.
So I used to get sleep paralysis all the time, actually, growing up, and it is scary. It was scary until I understood, and then it wasn't scary. So they've shown, like, in the if in a dream your soul is still connected to the physical body, exactly as you say. Let's say you fall off a cliff, you'll actually physically have a heart attack. So the body's going to follow the mind. That's what Julie Cannon taught me. So the body will follow the mind. So if that cord is still connected, so it's a protection. It's so we don't, if we have a bad dream, or we don't hurt ourselves, exactly as you said. And I did a lot of work on it just for myself in regards to, in my dreams, I inputted the thought, I'm going to come back into the body now. And that worked for me. It's gone. Haven't had it in 11 years.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's because
Great.
you're fairly lucid. I mean, in the dreams. I mean, because we are, if we start asking questions, that's why I love it when it's like when you realize it's a dream and you start going, it's like, okay, then you can do these things. I love it. So that's maybe that's what you can do. It's just, okay, I'm ready to come back in now.
That's wonderful. Okay, here's a nice little loved one question for you. Both my parents have passed, my mom in 2019 and my dad this past September. I have dreamt of them separately, but they are always in the background. Don't see them, just sense them, sense they are there. What I am asking is, are they visiting and just hanging out, or just my subconscious dreaming about them? Ooh, interesting. So typically what I know about dreams is if they're in the background, it's probably something to do with your subconscious coming in or them letting you know that they are around. But when the dream feels real and you wake up and it's like, man, I feel like I just had a conversation with my loved one, that is a visit. Doesn't mean that they're not participating in that dream, but it is your higher self or your subconscious trying to let you know that they are around. And then also in a dream, look at what do your parents mean to you? Like, what would that personality or that energy mean to you? And how would that apply in the dream and what was going on in the dream? Because they say that all the characters in a dream are you. And your subconscious is putting the personality, the best personality match to that feeling in there. So yeah, think about what part did they play in that dream and what does that look like as you depict the dream? Does it make sense that mom played this role, dad played that role, or that they're in the background, maybe watching over you, or however you interpreted that dream?
Yeah, perfect.
I love
Yeah.
that. I think message in every dream is because all dreams are from the subconscious mind. So there's a message in every generally the in mediumship, we define it that in visitations, they will never ever be exactly the same. They'll be slightly different. So dad might be wearing a blue shirt instead of a pink shirt, or dad might be standing on the tree, mom might be sitting down on a bench. So even though they may be wishing to say the same thing to you or the same feeling to you, it's going to be slightly different. They can't come in and be exactly the same each time. Whereas if it's a subconscious loop, anxiety, or you just need that comfort, or exactly as Tracy said, will nearly be exactly the same every single time. So interesting.
Dreams are, dreams were a big step for me into not just like dream analogy got me into the past lives. So I had a series of dreams that I would journal, and it revealed the past life that changed my life. And I was like, everyone needs to learn how to do this. So yeah, I always tell people you should keep a dream journal. If you're having dreams, it would be a good idea to write them down. And because I started doing that, I started realizing I was having prophetic dreams as well, and that some of the things that I was dreaming were actually coming true, including the ascension and the awakening process. So, yeah, there's a big
Cool.
dream around that that to this day I will still go, that's like that dream I had. Now it's happening. Yeah. So,
Is it
fascinating.
easier, would
Yeah.
you agree, Julia, that it's easier for them to communicate when we're sleeping sometimes because the conscious mind
Oh,
is.
absolutely. Yeah, the conscious mind is down. It's not going to interfere. It won't be as questioning, because it's just going to play along. It's like, okay, sure. And that's where these things are happening. Okay. It doesn't, when we get into lucid, that's when we start questioning because the conscious mind is coming in to some degree. But absolutely. This is you are wide open, you are ready to receive. And so but yeah, I love dream analogy. I think it's a wonderful way. It's a great insight to understand yourself.
Comfort. I think after my husband died, for every single night for 2, 3 years, he was in a dream wearing a different shirt, different tie, a different smock, but he was there every single night and he needed to let me know, I'm not going, I'm here if you need me, And then when I find it was, when my grief started dissipating, he wasn't there. Maybe I was on a cruise ship on the Star in Iceland,
On
but
the
somewhere,
starship.
something different. Yeah. The brain is just
I think we're
phenomenal.
going to have to get t-shirts made with a picture of the Norwegian starship on there and say, I've been on a starship. Right? We have to do that.
Starship. We'll have to have some kind of ET phenomena. We'll have to go out and see that in the Northern
Maybe we'll
Lights.
have, yeah, do some. Well, it's going to be light out, but we can still sky watch. Might still
Well,
see
that's what I
some.
mean. Something's got to happen because all these things converging like that, the name and all of us. It's
Exactly.
like, come on. Every time I'm with Julia, something breaks. Every time, the laptop, the phone crackles,
It
the
happens, it
sound
breaks of
goes.
hers. Hers breaks. She's a
You're amplifying her, so that's what's happening. So, all right, ready for another question? I think this one's interesting. With ascension, is QHHT needed?
it is an interesting question.
Yeah.
And that's something that keeps coming up. Actually, when we fully get there, probably not. As far as needing healing and needing these things like that, or to get answers and stuff, because we will be in a place where we will understand that we can do it ourselves, but we're all getting there at different rates, at different paces, at different. So that's why it's going to be quite a while before we're all to that place where it's not needed anymore. But what was it? Somebody had, we've had a few of these where they have talked about in sessions from the future. They have talked about this time, the practitioners, the QHHT practitioners. Were it was like this wave that happened. It's like this is what changed everything. They came back to look at this time because this is what changed everything. You know how you see shows like that, and it's like
Yeah.
they pinpoint this is what it was. It's like QHHT is the new medicine. Okay, it's the medicine of the future, and so it's got this wave that it is doing, and they come back to this point. Oh, I'm getting all the truth bumps to this time period now, as this is when it really was developing and really going. So what changed everything? I hope that made sense. I know
Here's
it
another cool thing about
was.
QHHT is one of my questions was, and I don't know if I'm going to remember how I said it exactly, but it was kind of like, Why did Dolores create QHHT? And part of the answer to that was so that we could all find each other. And that makes me want to cry because that's how we're all finding each other. Yeah. You know, the collectives, the tribe.
The common denominator.
Yep. And there's this huge perk to it with the healing and everything, but that wasn't its only purpose. Part of the purpose was so we could find each other. So,
you know what I saw really crystal clear in my mind's eye when you said that? I could see like a little marble or crystal white light in each and every single soul in the entire planet, and all of us finding each other. Like, it's hard to describe, almost like dots joined or pathways joined.
You shine your light.
Find each other means every single soul.
Everyone. Yeah. Like when you become that vibrational match to remembering, you're going to find your group. We're going to be easy to find. So that was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have time for one more.
Yeah.
Carol is asking, what is sleepwalking about?
That's, I guess it's along the lines of sleep talking and sleepwalking. We have, you know, we do these other
we
things.
We have a sleep theme, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's probably Trina bringing that sleep energy into this.
Yeah, she really wants to go to sleep. It's actually, I'm
sleep. Like half awake, half asleep. My energy is just like, I've been thinking that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so passive.
Trina's sleep talking right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
Do you know of any? Tiffany used to sleepwalk. I think I used to when I was little. But as far as
walk when I was little,
I remember reading when I did some child psychology that it was something like when the brain is it's so the body is following the mind essentially. So the body is awake and it's following the brain, but the brain has woken up a little bit like sleep paralysis. But it's so we see that person sleepwalking into the kitchen, but they don't see the kitchen. They're seeing
they're whatever, yeah,
Star. In Iceland, wherever there is, and apparently people do grow out of it, and apparently it's dangerous to wake people when they're sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the brain does it.
It's dangerous to wake them up when they're having night terrors too, because my kids have night terrors.
Let them finish.
So
it's really interesting as well. Like up until 2 or 3 years old, they're not nightmares; they're night terrors. It's like completely different, and
completely different. They'll open their eyes and stare right through you.
Yeah, it's like the subconscious doesn't have really anxiety at that. Well, it does, but the theory thinking doesn't have anxiety. So it's terrors. It's almost like the brain looping from flashbacks that it's seen. So I'm like thinking, are they like past life memories? Or it's just, I don't
it
know.
Could be. Very, very likely, because when you're that age, you know, you are still kind of, you're not fully, oh, this is what it is. It's, you're not fully into this body yet. When you don't come fully in until like 7, 8, somewhere in there, where all the energy is in. So I think there is a lot of
bouncing
movement
between dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not knowing what you're saying. I think we just got the 2 or 3 minute warning.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Google sleepwalking.
So, well, while you're doing that, Trina, why don't you tell everybody how they can find you if they would like to contact you?
TrinaSheeran.com, very original name. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, I'm on website, Instagram, you name it. So it's just an absolute honor to do the work I do, and I genuinely mean that. And it's an honor to be a QHHT practitioner. It's made my life. So my background is sciences, and I get bored very easily. It's the longest job I've ever been in. It's cute. Client is different. Have you been doing it? Just shy
yeah,
of 10.
Everything's brand new each time.
Session. Every client keeps me on my toes. So TrinaSheeran.com. But thank you so much for having me on. It's
That worked out really well to have you on and be our Tiffany substitute. Thank you. She'll be proud. She'll be very proud of you.
Yeah.
Tiffany is just so amazing. I'm so fond of her. And when we're in Sedona, very quickly, Sedona, there's a little tea light. And I love a little candle or something when I'm going to sleep. So I was going to to take it, and just she scares me a little bit. And I just, Tiffany, is it okay if I take this little can? No, ma'am. No, no, ma'am. It's like, okay, she's so scary.
We're getting called out. We got to go. Everything you need to know about QHHT is at QHHTofficial.com, including
Love you,
me,
everyone.
Trina,
Thank you.
all of
Yeah.
us.
Tracy. Yes.
Thank you for
Love
having
you.
me.
Bye,
Thank you. Yeah.
everybody.
Thank you. Bye.